Me, Zazu Pitts. I know what it is. The one everyone asks when they first meet me. How did I get my name? Well, it was just that my mother wanted to name me after two of my aunts, Eliza and Susan, but didn't know which one it was going to be. So after a little discussion, they took the ZA from Eliza and the SU from Susan, and there it was, Zazu, not Zazu. And just think how lucky I am that my aunts weren't named Tallulah and Nita. Then my name would be Tata Pitts, which you must admit would be pretty bad. Well, what would you like to know? I think it's just a matter of inviting people who are congenial and who make their own entertainment without having anything specially planned for them. Which reminds me of a letter I received yesterday from a man in Forest Hills, New York. He said he had a wager with someone that I had stayed up all night recently and had baked 25 pies, made 9 cakes and 25 dozen donuts, and wanted me to let him know if he was right. Of course I didn't. I wonder where people get such ideas. Why? Oh, well, that's because I've been busy on the stage all that time. Fairly soon, I hope. Recently, I went out to Universal International to work in a picture with Donald O'Connor called Francis. Oh, it just happens to be the name of the talking mule who's in the film. Sure. Haven't you ever heard of a talking mule? Everything. And I mean everything. You see, Donald plays a poor, unhappy second lieutenant who gets lost in the jungle while Japanese shells are exploding around him. And after he gets hit, a G.I. mule who identifies himself as Francis, spelled with an I, carries him to safety. Francis takes a liking to Don and later tips him off to Japanese troop movements and causes Don to become a hero. Certainly, and why not? But each time Don tells his superior officers that a mule told him about the movements, he gets tossed into the hospital mental ward for observation. Right there. You see, I'm his nurse in the mental ward, and I try to persuade Don he's hearing things and that there isn't really a talking mule called Francis. Well, as a rule, I usually tell folks how pictures end. But this is one time I'm going to say sorry, for Francis is such a funny film and is such a delightful surprise ending. I want you to see it for yourself. Now I think I should follow Francis's advice. Well, one day on the set, while talking to some newspaper men, he remarked, "I think I ought to go. I've been taking up too much of your time." And as he passed, he winked at me and whispered, "Always leave them before they leave you." Yes, why not? And so before I wear out my welcome, I'm going to leave. Thank you for inviting me over. I will. So long, everybody.